Good morning and welcome to the Alpha Brief Morning Rundown, where we take you beyond the headlines without the hype. I'm here with our market analyst to break down what's moving markets on this Monday, February 23rd, 2026. And wow, do we have a lot to unpack today?
We certainly do. Thanks for having me. So the dominant story this morning is all about tariffs, tariffs, and more tariffs. Over the weekend, we saw an extraordinary sequence of events that's creating massive uncertainty across global markets. The Supreme Court struck down most of President Trump's tariff framework in a 6-3 ruling, saying he overstepped his authority. But within hours, Trump responded by implementing even higher tariffs under different legal authority. It's creating chaos in equity markets, currency markets, commodity markets, basically everywhere.
Let's break this down step by step because it's pretty complex. What exactly did the Supreme Court rule?
The court ruled that Trump wrongfully used the International Emergency Economic Powers Act to impose his reciprocal tariff system. Essentially, they said only Congress has the authority to levy taxes, and the president exceeded his powers. Now here's where it gets interesting. This ruling potentially creates a $170 billion fiscal hole because tariffs already collected under that framework might need to be refunded. That's a huge problem for the Treasury.
So what was Trump's response?
Almost immediately, he announced new tariffs under Section 122 of the 1974 Trade Act. First, he said 10%, then literally the next day raised it to 15% on all imports globally. But here's the catch. This authority only lasts 150 days without congressional approval. So we're looking at temporary measures with massive uncertainty about what comes next.
And markets are obviously not loving this uncertainty. What are we seeing this morning?
Futures are down across the board. Dow futures fell about 127 points. S&P 500 and NASDAQ 100 futures are down between 0.25% and 0.4%, which completely reverses Friday's gains. Bitcoin dropped over 5%, falling below 65,000. It's now trading around $66,141. What's interesting is that gold and silver mining stocks are actually advancing, with Newmont up about 1%. That's classic risk-off behavior when investors are nervous.
I noticed oil prices are pulling back despite all this turmoil. What's going on there?
Good catch. Oil is actually one of the few bright spots today, if you can call it that. Brent crude hit a six-month high of $71 last week on geopolitical fears, but it's backing off to around 70.27 cents this morning. The reason? Oman announced that a third round of U.S.-Iran nuclear talks will continue in Geneva on Thursday. Analysts estimate there's about $6 of geopolitical risk premium baked into oil prices right now, and that premium is moderating as diplomacy continues.
Let's talk about the international reaction, because I imagine our trading partners aren't thrilled about this.
That's putting it mildly. The EU is particularly upset. Their trade commissioner basically said a deal is a deal and insisted that last year's EU-US trade agreement should be honored. That deal eliminated tariffs on most EU goods. German Chancellor Merz had probably the quote of the weekend, saying, "The biggest poison for the economies of Europe and the US is this constant uncertainty about tariffs." And he's absolutely right. Businesses can't plan, they can't invest, they can't make strategic decisions when the rules change every 24 hours.
What's really fascinating to me is who wins and who loses under this new framework. It seems counterintuitive in some cases.
It's completely upside down from what you'd expect. U.S. allies are actually getting hit harder. The U.K. faces a 2.1 percentage point tariff increase. The EU sees a 0.8 point rise. Japan and South Korea are facing higher rates. Meanwhile, countries that were targeted before, China's tariffs dropped 7.1 points on a trade-weighted basis. Brazil's dropped by 13.6 points. So allies who negotiated in good faith, like Japan, which committed $150 billion in investment, are now potentially paying more than countries that resisted negotiations. That completely undermines the incentive to cooperate with the U.S.
That seems like a terrible precedent for future negotiations. What does this mean for inflation and Fed policy?
That's the trillion-dollar question everyone's asking. Treasury yields are relatively stable this morning. The 10-year is holding near 4.076 cents, but there's real concern about what this means for inflation. 90% of tariff costs have historically been passed directly to American consumers. If these 15% tariffs stick, that's inflationary pressure. But it's also a tax on consumption, which could slow growth. So the Fed is stuck between potential stagflation risks and weakening economic momentum.
The dollar has been getting hammered too, right?
Absolutely. The dollar is down nearly 12% since Trump's second term began in early 2025. It fell another 0.4% against the euro just today. That's partly about inflation concerns, partly about fiscal worries with this potential $170 billion refund obligation, and partly about declining confidence in U.S. policy predictability. When you combine massive budget deficits with chaotic trade policy, international investors get nervous about holding dollar-denominated assets.
What about the legal durability of these new tariffs? Are we just going to see another court challenge?
Almost certainly. Section 122 of the 1974 Trade Act allows up to 15% tariffs, but only for 150 days. After that, Congress has to approve any extension. Given the political dynamics and the fact that the Supreme Court just said the president overstepped his authority, there's no guarantee these stick. Meanwhile, there's confusion about whether bilateral trade deals can even be enforced under this authority. The White House fact sheet lists 10% tariffs while Trump announced 15%. Even the basic details are unclear.
Are there any exemptions in this new framework?
Yes, some important ones. Critical minerals, metals, pharmaceuticals, and goods from Canada and Mexico that comply with USMCA rules are exempt from the 15% baseline. Separate industry-specific tariffs on steel, aluminum, lumber, and autos remain in place, some as high as 50% on steel and aluminum. The auto sector still faces 25% tariffs on foreign vehicles and parts, which is costing companies like GM and Ford between $2 to $4 billion annually. And semiconductors face 25% tariffs that took effect last month.
Speaking of tech, NVIDIA reports earnings Wednesday. How are investors thinking about that in this environment?
NVIDIA's earnings are absolutely critical this week. Tech stocks have been under serious pressure. The S&P 500 software index is down over 20% year-to-date. There are growing concerns about AI investment returns and whether companies can justify these massive infrastructure buildouts. NVIDIA will give us the clearest signal yet on whether AI spending is sustainable. With high valuations and macro uncertainty from tariffs, the stakes couldn't be higher for that report.
What's your biggest concern as we head into this week?
Honestly, it's the uncertainty itself. Markets can handle bad news. What they struggle with is not knowing the rules. When tariff policy changes every 24 hours, when bilateral agreements might be worthless, when legal frameworks keep getting struck down, businesses simply can't operate efficiently. That uncertainty tax is probably more damaging than the actual tariff rates. We need clarity on what the framework is, how long it lasts, and whether it's legally durable. Until we get that, expect continued volatility.
Any bright spots you're watching?
Precious metals are working as the classic safe haven they're supposed to be, which at least shows some market mechanisms are functioning normally. And the fact that U.S.-Iran talks are continuing is genuinely positive for energy markets and geopolitical stability. Also, Treasury markets aren't panicking despite the fiscal concerns. Yields are relatively stable. So there's some resilience in the system. But we need policy clarity before confidence can really return.
Great analysis, as always. Thanks for walking us through this complex situation. And to our listeners, remember to visit alphabrief.ai throughout the day for real-time analysis as these stories continue to develop. With this much uncertainty, things could change quickly, and we'll be there to help you make sense of it all. I'm sure we'll have plenty to discuss tomorrow. Until then, trade safely out there.